From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing into the country from Mexico. More than 2,000 children have been detained apart from their parents since April. Public outrage over images of young people sitting in cages and audio of people and children wailing broadcast globally in the past week prompted him to sign an executive order stopping the border separations of migrant children from adults. Meanwhile, the president has turned this issue into a political football, putting the blame on his opposing party.
If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
On Thursday, the House of Representatives disapproved one set of proposed changes to U.S. immigration law and put off a vote for another proposal until next week, as Republican leaders struggled to get enough votes to win approval for a bill. The Pentagon has agreed to house on military bases as many as 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children who illegally crossed the United States southern border. Pentagon spokesman Army Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Davis told VOA, the Defense Department accepted a request for assistance with migrant detainees from the Department of Health and Human Services. Indian officials say that five female charity workers were abducted and gang raped at gunpoint by a group of men in a remote eastern tribal district. The women told police that they were staging a play to raise awareness about human trafficking when the armed men interrupted the performance and kidnapped them. A police officer said the women worked for a non-governmental organization supported by a local Christian missionary group. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced that